the win in the classroom is great. The win on the field is great. But when a kid comes to make a faith decision in his life or further his walk with the Lord, that's the greatest thing that we can be about.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Vic Sheely is HBU's head football coach. He was named the first head football coach in the university's history in 2012. And since the Huskies' first official season in 2014, Vic knows all about building an NCAA team from the ground up. As a longtime coach, Sheely is known for emphasizing not only the essentials of the game, but character development in his players. And I must add, you are the son of a great man, Dal Sheely.
Well, thank you there. I think for a lot of us as sons, you know, when we look at being raised by men that become pillars in the profession that we're in, it really makes you grateful, and then it challenges you to try to be something other than ordinary yourself.
I remember sitting with your dad in the headquarters of FCA, and we could look out over Arrowhead, and what a great man he is. How is he doing?
He's doing well. You know, he's getting on up there a little bit in age now, yeah. But I tell you, he's as feisty and just energetic and doing well, and I think now the greatest joy is being able to be a granddad and now a great-grandfather.
So, Vic, I mean, it's not easy to build an NCAA team from the ground up.
You know, I'm grateful to be at HBU. But I tell you what, going back 5 years ago, whenever Steve Maniacci and Dr. Robert Sloan gave us the opportunity to come here, knowing now, looking back, I've said, you know, I've aged. You know, it is a workman's job to kind of go from ground zero to trying to drive 100 miles an hour, you know, on any given day. But, you know, this has been just a blessing that I've had in my career. I love the HBU community, and sometimes it doesn't feel like when I'm driving in that I'm going to work. It's about really enjoying just playing still like a little kid.
Yeah. I mean, let's go back. Where were you raised? What city?
Well, my dad was a South Carolina boy.
Right.
And so that was home, but immediately he got into college coaching, and like most college coaches, I think I went to 7 different schools in 12 years through high school. Mm-hmm. And my own children have had some of those same challenges, but he had opportunities. But we were at places like Morris Hill College and Carson Newman College, small Baptist schools,
sure.
You know, growing up, and then at Baylor University, and then at University of Tennessee, and Auburn University, and Iowa State University before he was the head coach for about 12 years at the University of Richmond. So, you know, his career, and he's been recognized as a coach of distinction by the College Football Hall of Fame. But more than anything else, I think, you know, wherever he was and whatever school he was at, you know, the one thing that was consistent was that he was going to serve the Lord.
Yeah. Well, he does that well and has done that well. And you went to college where?
University of Richmond.
Uh-huh.
I started at Liberty University and was a quarterback there and thought that was going to be my home. And I liked Liberty. But my dad, after my freshman year, took the head job at the University of Richmond, had always wanted to be in his program. And so just made the decision to really kind of follow dad. And it was just invaluable experience.
Oh, how cool. And then tell us how you ended up in coaching yourself.
You know, I think probably there was a point in time where it just seemed like that's what I was supposed to do. And maybe it's just a young boy wanting to follow his dad's footsteps. And then I think there was a time probably in college where it really began to understand the hours involved. And you know, during season, you know, it's an 80-hour work week. And then during recruiting, you know, I never saw my dad. My dad hardly never got a chance to see me play high school football, you know, as an example of his schedule. And so I think that there was a point by which you said, you know, is this really what you want to do? My mom was trying to talk me out of it. You know? I think she was trying to preserve her son, you know, from going in the same path. But, you know, I think there comes that point in time where the Lord really speaks to you. I remember sitting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, recruiting. I was in a hotel one morning, getting ready to head out, and just really feeling, I started crying. We had a really good year on defense. I was a defense coordinator at a Division I school and was enjoying everything about what the profession ought to say is rewarding, but just kind of feel like, man, there's got to be more, Lord, to why you coach. And in the Christian faith, the Christian coach, the Christ-centered coach, I got that. But there's something that really stirs your heart every day you wake up. And so that's really for me back a few years ago now, where I just really felt like the win in the classroom is great. The win on the field is great. But when a kid comes to make a faith decision in his life or further his walk with the Lord, that's the greatest thing that we can be about.
It really is. I mean, it's notable that your dad went from that great career to the head of Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And I remember God used your dad to really keep the mission on point at FCA. That's what I remember so vividly about his leadership. Yeah. That's a significant position to be in.
Well, yeah, I think FCA is one of the largest parachurch organizations, and certainly with the sports-specific nature of the ministry, it draws people to the ministry. And I know that sometimes the tough football coach side, when he got with FCA, you know, that was some of the early challenges probably with kind of people understanding his leadership style.
Sure.
And but I think the Lord used him in a great way with that ministry.
Oh, no question about it. Now, when I tell people that HBU is NCAA Division I, I mean, they're amazed because, you know, you have to almost be a Texan to understand it's God and then...
No question.
It's like Bobby Bowden told me once. He got out of bed and he said, his wife said, "Bobby, you love football more than me." And he said, when his wife said that to him, he said, "I had to think for a minute, and then I asked her, college or pro?" But in Texas, I mean, certainly the Lord is greatly magnified by so many believers in this state, but football has a huge place in Texas, doesn't it?
Without question. And, you know, back, you look 5 years ago when we went into the first homes to recruit athletes to HBU, I was amazed how few people really didn't know of HBU. That conversation has totally changed to now where they're saying, man, I watched three of your games this year on TV.
Right.
And they totally get HBU. They totally get been in the Southland Conference. You know, so our brand in football has become recognizable. But seeing that journey occur over the last few years to walk into high school, and 5 years ago, a coach just asked you all, we're trying to recruit, but the coach won't stop asking you questions now. Where are y'all? What are you doing?
Right.
And now it's to eager to want to see high school coaches put their kids in this program because of this university.
And when you say NCAA Division I, the Huskies face what kind of teams?
Well, the Southland Conference is one of the best and most athletically talented FCS, or 1AA, as maybe some of the older terminology would be understood, conferences in the country. And the success, the number of national championships and things that have come from this conference are amazing. So when you look at schools like Sam Houston State and Stephen F. Austin, Lamar University, McNeese State, Southeastern Louisiana, Abilene Christian, Central Arkansas, you know, we're talking some of the really storied programs throughout the country. And I think for us in 2016 to have won a good number of those conference teams for the first time in our career, or our timeline here, it was a big step in this state to be a Division I school that now could actually win against another Division I program.
So tell us, I mean, you've had some recent hires. Can you tell us anything about it?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that's really been neat, is just see the men that have come in this program and really feel humble. Maybe that's one of the things that when you kind of get to be older and have a few gray hairs, you know a lot of folks. But it's just been exciting to sit there and draw the interest of really talented coaches to HBU, to get them on campus and let them fall in love with who we are as a community. This winter, we hired Jeff Mills as our new defensive coordinator. I've known Coach Mills for a number of years. He's been a defensive coordinator at three FBS programs prior to being here. When I was at the University of Kansas prior to coming here, I went out and spent a few days with him. He was a safeties coach at the University of Washington. And I was amazed at how good of a coach he really was, beyond being a really great friend. Matter of fact, it made me kind of feel like I was a bad coach. You know, he was that good. So we were very fortunate that he was at a place in his career where being at a school like HBU, being in Texas, and what football means in this state.
Yeah.
It resonated with him and his wife. And so we're very fortunate. Our players are very fortunate to have Jeff Mills as their defensive coordinator. And then on offense, Zach Kittley, this is going to be one of the rising names. And Dr. Johnson, as we talk right now, in about 3 or 4 years, you're getting ready to know that Zach Kittley is going to probably make a landmark change in this game. He's a brilliant offensive mind. He's coached the quarterbacks the last 2 years there at Texas Tech with Cliff Kingsbury, wow, which is one of the best offensive football teams in the country. And to see our quarterbacks already kind of light up like a Christmas tree when they get a chance to talk football with him is pretty special. The vast knowledge that he have. And one of the fun stories there is just whenever he was leaving and he was visiting with Coach Kingsbury, Coach said, "I hate to lose you. I hate to lose the second smartest guy in our football building." He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
And he's a great teacher.
Yeah. Well, it is a daunting, no doubt, too. I mean, you had to have some stamina and some self-confidence to come to Texas. Where were you before here?
I was a defensive coordinator at the University of Kansas.
Yeah. And so Coach Snyder, the Wildcats, is a good friend of mine. And yeah, he's a great Christian.
Tough guy to beat.
Yeah. Wonderful man. It's hard to believe he's such a great coach when you get with him one-on-one because he's such a fine Christian man. But so you came from the University of Kansas. That's a tough place to be a Christian there in Douglas County.
It's a challenge, you know. The KU community is as good of a place as it is. You know, it is a bastion of things other than probably, you know, Christian thought. And so, you know, but you have an opportunity.
Yeah.
And sometimes your voice sounds different than what many of the kids get on campus.
Sure.
And so when the kids had a chance to have a real grown man's conversation with them, you talk about real grown man topics.
Right.
It was a good moment.
Sure, absolutely. And how did you get recruited here? How did that happen?
Well, you know, I was at the Senior Bowl watching and getting a chance to connect. Every year the Senior Bowl sits right in probably about mid to late February in Mobile, Alabama. And it's the top senior football players in college football that year. And while I was over there, I ran into a coach and said, "Hey, did you hear that Houston Baptist is starting football?" And I'd never heard of Houston Baptist. I think I'd heard of HBU as having been in the maybe NCAA basketball tournament at one point in time, but did not know that it was here. My wife's from Houston and came back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I came back and I said, "Hey, Holly," said, "HBU starting football." And, you know, of course, her you know, she lit up like a
Is mom fire. And daddy here? Her mom and daddy?
No, they've moved on to Virginia since
okay.
then. But I called, made a few calls, found out that Steve Maniacci was at Rice for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of really close confidants there, mine in the coaching profession, spoke really highly of him.
Yes.
I knew Dr. Sloan from, I was a GA coach there at Baylor.
Okay.
And he was not president at that time, but, you know, through Coach Grant Taft and some others, I said, "Tell me about Dr. Sloan," and Coach Taft was like, "If you can get on underneath him, you found the best president to work for in the NCAA." Mm-hmm. And so just kind of through the questioning, and then I just drove down here one week and just said, "I'm going to go in and sit in front of Steve Maniacci's door until he'll see me."
Oh, that's great. Great. So, Coach, as we're in the off season, I guess technically, is this the recruiting time, or what do you do in these periods?
Well, we kind of finished up recruiting there back about a week or so ago. As soon as the season's over with, you maybe get a chance to eat a little turkey on Thanksgiving, and you're right back on the road.
Yeah.
And the NCAA instituted a early signing date this year for the first time in the history of Division I. So we're able to sign high school players in late December. And that kind of really ramped up the recruiting process. And it's already been ramping up for years now with all the summer camps, you know, prior to kids becoming a senior in high school. But you spend a lot of time on the road. My last week of recruiting before sign date, I think I left Houston. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, LaGrange, Georgia. I was in Sacramento, California, L.A., New Orleans, and back to Houston. And that's just seeing, because in recruiting, you have to go sit with that mom and dad, and you've got to develop a relationship, because they're giving you their son to now go not only be their football coach, but to be one of the most important men in their life.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, tell me about what your plans are for the season.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have been never more fired up about a football team. What our guys are doing in the weight room, the accountability, the leadership that's coming from our kids. I'm really excited about our two coordinators and the enthusiasm that's bringing to our team. We made a lot of advancement last year defensively on that side of the ball. And I kind of feel like as a football team, we're starting to grow up and we're starting to take on some of the qualities that successful programs. It's important for us to be good on the scoreboard, because whenever we're good on the scoreboard, as a coach, my voice becomes heard greater. Our coach's teaching tone is one that players will more keenly listen to, so that when we're talking about things other than football, you know, the components of being a Christian man, to a man that has integrity in life, and why is it important that those words are heard just as loud as maybe learning how to throw and catch a football.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Who were you rooting for in the Super Bowl recently?
Well, you know, I was probably kind of hoping that someone other than the Patriots would win. You know, I just think that's everybody's hope was, you know, maybe they won enough up there. But you have to really admire what Tom Brady's done.
Yeah.
And the consistency. For us old guys out there, that's a victory.
Yeah, sure it is. And, you know, when they were presenting the trophy, it was interesting that you had a coach that, 12 years ago was a high school coach, but who exalted the Lord. And Nick and that incredible quarterback story. And I've understood that, you know, a significant part of the team was baptized during the season.
You know, I've heard some things through over the last year, and I think Carson Wentz, whenever he went there, I knew of him as a dynamic Christian college quarterback, person, man. And when he went there, for his influence on that team to be immediately felt. And then I think you hire a Christian head football coach in the NFL, much like Tony Dungy,
sure,
to be so outspoken.
Yep.
It is really amazing, the platform that's there. And so to listen to the Lord, big knowledge, more difficult, you know, after a loss. You know, when you win, everybody can kind of
sure
make God the cause for the success. And I'm not sure the Lord really cares about who won the Super Bowl. They're more concerned about what we're doing daily to live a life that's honoring to Him.
Yeah, and so just before we wrap up, and we're talking to Coach Vic Shealy, wonderful head football coach of the Houston Baptist Huskies, NCAA Division I, the son of a great coach, Del Shealy. Tell us about the head coach of the football, your wife, and the head coach's family.
Well, Holly, she's an amazing Christian, godly woman, and she...
We just got blessed with good wives,
yeah,
didn't we?
I tell you what, it's just amazing.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 33 years, and
uh-huh.
She has never, ever asked me to do something different, and she's had to be... We have four children, three boys and a daughter, and she's never once asked me, you know, as if her life was a victim somehow or another. The her challenges of being both parents with the hours that we work,
sure,
is somehow or another been unjust. She sees a value in young men using football to change their life. She's a football girl. I'll be going on road recruiting, and I'll call back in, and she's by herself in the house, and she's watching a football game. and so she loves it. And we want to win a national championship here at HBU. I had a chance to do that in my prior head coaching position, and those are great moments, and for a family too, because you know you work so hard to plan it, and she gives of her time and her life, and so to see success on that school board, and you know we've had over 50 kids in our 5 years here make faith decisions, and those are important numbers for her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so she's all in, and I'm a very, very fortunate man.
You know, and not to be understated we want to underline that 50 young men that have given their lives to Christ in the HBU Huskies football program. Faith is a component. You get to share it, don't you?
You sure
You're
do.
Not censored, are you?
We're not. It's full on. And a quick story. So Monday morning at 6:00, I was disciplining a guy on the football field for a mistake he made. One of those joys we have as a coach. And I was out there, and he was going through the routine, and I know he was not enjoying it. I knew he'd gone with one of our university groups here to a Christian retreat this past weekend. I asked him as he was suffering, I said, how'd it go? And he stopped, and his eyes pierced through me, and we started talking about the Lord. He talked about things that he'd heard and challenged by, and we started talking about grace. And so about halfway through the deal, I said, well, now you're getting ready to experience what grace feels like. I said, the rest of your reminder this morning is wiped away, and that's what grace is about. So you can have a conversation with the young man who knows he was wrong, much like sin in our life, and be able to sometimes even use football to broach a conversation with the guy.
Amen. That's so good, Coach. We're so proud to have you in Houston Baptist University, and we're rooting with you all the way. So many people. You can get season tickets at the HBU Huskies, and you ought to do that. And it'll be a great blessing to you and your family. And regardless if you have a student here or not, there's a place for you at HBU. And I think you live stream the games. I know they're on television. I mean, my associate Clay Porter keeps me up to date on everything happening with the Huskies. You can learn more at HBUHuskies.com. And our information line is 281-649-3211. Coach, we want you to know that we're praying for you and we're behind you all the way, man. Just keep on keeping on.
Hey, thank you very much, and dogs up.
There you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.